right. DJ Rizzle King, how are you doing today?
I'm good. But before we go further, I would like to explain my technical difficulties. I'm not... Okay, I am incompetent, but this was not my fault.
Okay.
There are... I am not at the board today.
Okay.
DJ Slips is at the board. He's very capable.
Thank you.
But there are four sets of other headphones, and each of them have their own input jack.
Little headphones?
Their little panel.
Yes.
Who does not have the wherewithal to put the headphones in front of the knob that controls those headphones?
Well, it's a test. You've been tested.
And I failed miserably.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Yes. So what are we feeling today? Like, what kind of vibe are we going to have today?
You know...
I have no idea.
Yes. I know that, you know, it is a Thursday, as it always is.
Usually, when we do the show.
Usually. Uh-huh. And that means that, invariably, one of us is super busy.
Yep.
This week, it is me.
Cool. Nice.
But I'm in the mood to
You seem kind of happy, actually. You know, who sounds like he has a horrible day, you seem like you have an average day ahead of you.
And you know what? When you consider the differences between horrible and average, my day is going to get great at about 2:30 p.m.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fantastic.
At 2:30 p.m., does your day get great in the sense that, like, you're just done and you finished everything, you don't have to worry about anything anymore?
Not even that, Sam. It gets great on its own.
What?
It's objectively good. I'm going out to dinner tonight. I'm going to get to the gym.
Where are you going?
I don't know. It's a surprise, apparently.
Well, we'll have to check it out for our team dinner. Now, there is one more thing that we have to discuss before we go back to the music, which is that we've been off for quite some time.
Quite some time.
Quite.
Listeners, we promise we love you very dearly.
Yes.
You know, all six of you are really important to us.
Yeah. I mean, I think about you guys probably 1 to 2 times a week between the hours of 9 and 10 on Thursdays.
Speak for yourself. This keeps me up at night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I wasn't up until 3 working on a project last night. No. I was up until 3 making a list of all of our listeners. Uh-huh. Listener 1.
Yeah.
Likes cake.
Ooh. I could go for some cake right now. This is unrelated. Here's an actual question for you. Here's a radio-worthy question. Do you ever hear something and just be like, I have to have it. I must have it right now.
Yes, 100%. Yes, all the time.
And right now, and honestly, typically it's cake. Or cupcake.
Something, or donut.
Ooh. Now, you know, do you remember that time, DJ Rizzle King, that we went to go get donuts? And I believe we ate 2 dozen betwixt us.
So there's backstory to this. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, DJ Slips and I live near each other. We know each other from high school.
Yeah.
We're washed up. We still hang out. And
washed up, man. We like hang out on street corners and, like, I don't know, like, you know, talk about the old days.
But over, I believe, last winter break, Sam texted me and another friend and said, hey, let's go to Krispy Kreme tomorrow. And I said,
but hot and ready donuts.
And this Krispy Kreme was a full 35 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
And Sam came and picked us up. And drove us to Krispy Kreme, and then we ate the donuts while they were hot and ready.
Yeah.
And then they settled in our stomachs.
Yeah, the problem is they start light and fluffy, right? And then they go into the stomach, and they remain light and fluffy for, I don't know, 5 to 8 minutes. But then they really condense, and they really pack in there. And it's quite surprising how many donuts you can pack in there. But wow, does it hurt afterwards.
It hurts. It's 10 out of 10 worth it.
Yep. I'd do it again. Do you have any idea... any songs by Elton John?
No. I'm blanking.
No songs by Elton John? We're going to play Crocodile Rock. Do you know this? I heard it for the first time in the airport the other day.
Wow. There has never been a more Sam Lipsy thing to be said ever.
Dude, I had to stand on a chair and Shazam it. You know that?
All right, here's some Elton John.
Yeah.
That was, if you couldn't tell from the number of times he said it, "You Give Love a Bad Name" by Bon Jovi.
Really? I had no idea.
I know, because he wasn't clear in the song if you gave love a bad name or if it was someone else, you know?
I think what I could really use is a line-by-line analysis of that, that song.
Okay, yeah, so if I had to, it would start like shot through the heart. Right.
Now,
so
what's the imagery there?
Well, so the imagery is that your heart is representative of love, you see, right? Or should we do this in the NPR voice? Here we have an interesting correlation between love and the physical representation of the heart. Being shot through the heart would imply that you're being hurt. If we move on to sentence two.
Okay. I have no hate for English majors.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't.
Okay.
But I can't wrap my head around sitting in a room all day looking at five lines of a poem and looking at every single word.
You could have stopped at sitting in a room all day, and I can't do that either. I can't focus for long enough to do that.
I think I am advanced enough in my studies to call myself at least an amateur scientist.
Okay.
I skim papers.
You should put that on your LinkedIn page. Thomas Rosolio, amateur scientist.
I will definitely get hired that way. That is 100% sure.
Well, you know, you can't go. I mean, right now, you can't get paid because you're amateur. You need to go pro.
So I should put professional scientist.
You're going pro this summer. You'll be a professional scientist this summer.
That is weird to think about.
You will. You'll be paid to be a scientist.
You will be a professional namer.
I'm going to name things so professionally.
Sam's job title is scientific nomenclature.
I'm going to be serious right now. If you know what a scientific nomenclature intern would be doing, please call 855-915-9636. Because I'm totally serious. I have currently 12 weeks ahead of me with zero zilch idea of what I'm going to be doing, except that it's in a city.
You're going to be looking at molecules like, that looks like a Bob, and that's a Fred.
Yeah. Be like, that's a Jerry if I've ever seen one. All right, now, DJ Rose King, it's approaching 9:15, and I don't know, you know, a lot of people, they say, you know, I really like everything, anything and everything. I almost messed it up. They say, I really like anything and everything with DJ Slips and DJ Rose King, and I wish I could have more of it. And to those we say, you're right, we'd really like it too. But then they say, but, there's no segment at 9:15.
That's the only that's the only complaint
exactly.
We've ever received.
The only complaint. People never say that we are annoying.
That our voices go way
too high. Voices go too high or anything like that. No, 9:15. And really, the radio station is 91.5. And if you move the decimal point, it's 9:15. And really, should we honor the show with a segment at 9:15?
So this is our new segment.
It's in the what do they call it? The beta version in the developing world.
It's in the beta version.
Okay. What comes? Is it the alpha version come first, or the alpha version comes after?
The beta version is the first version to be released to the public.
Okay. Is there a gamma version? No.
I don't know.
Okay. What about a tau version, a lambda version,
an eta.
What is that? I don't know. I only know like six Greek letters.
Okay, good. So, we even though we've tried 9:15 segments before, we're hoping this one will
stick. Even though it's 9:16.
This is called Hot Takes.
Hot Takes. Every time he says it, so the person is Hot Takes.
So Hot Takes. The thought behind it is Hot Takes, like interesting opinions and thoughts on ridiculous topics.
Sure.
For example, I can get us started.
All right, let's hear it.
If everybody on Earth held their breath forever, global warming wouldn't be a problem because there would be a lot less carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And that's my hot take about global warming.
All right, here's my hot take. If we all collectively decided that one person was going to have to name their kid Time, then we would have successfully achieved time travel.
Ooh.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Now, why don't we wrap it up with one more, DJ Rose King? What do you think?
I think I got one more.
Okay.
You know.
Say it.
The mealtime.
I have one more. It's for me. It's a personal hot take. So, I'll tell you guys later.
This is down the road. We're not at that stage of our relationship yet. So, the mealtime. It it takes some time, as the name would imply.
Thrice per day. That's a lot of time.
Thrice per day. That's at least 5 minutes a day.
So what would you say to people who would say, I ain't got time for that?
So, you know you have to have some fluid, some liquid, and you have to have some not liquid.
Mm-hmm.
If you just put the liquid on the not liquid, for example, put your orange juice on your chicken.
On your eggs. You just take a bowl and put orange juice, eggs, and bacon and ketchup into it?
It saves you half the time.
Oh, I have a question. Ketchup with eggs?
Yes.
Okay,
unequivocally, yes.
I just don't know.
And potatoes.
I agree with potatoes, but some people just eat ketchup with everything.
I'm one of those people.
Everything?
Not everything. I used to eat it.
What about a chicken breast? I understand chicken tenders. What about a chicken breast? Like, seasoned and all.
A good chicken breast or a bad chicken breast?
I don't know. A chicken breast.
It depends on if it's good or bad.
What about a baked potato?
No.
Good.
Butter.
I was going to have to quit the show.
Butter and salt.
Good.
But if you have any thoughts about the, like, efficacy of, that's the wrong word.
Do you say efficacy or efficacy?
Efficacy.
I would go with efficacy if it's ethical to put ketchup on everything.
Give us a call at 855-915-9636.
And we can discuss anything
and
we want.
Discuss.
We could even talk about honey mustard. Or even barbecue sauce if you're
that's not this early.
Maybe
in the
even hoisin sauce, but I mean that's a big conversation to have. Well, Thomas, we've had a lot of upbeat songs, right? We've had Shot Through the Heart and You're to Blame. You Give Love a Bad Name.
Is it the complete name?
That's the complete name. That's its full IUPAC name. that's genus and species. But we've also had some Crocodile Rock. That was upbeat. And of course 9 to 5, because it wouldn't be anything and everything
without 9 to 5.
Exactly. But we're gonna slow it down a bit. And honestly, this song is very sad, but it's very good. It's Cats in the Cradle.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain.
Fight Song by Rachel Platten and DJ Rizzle King. I forgot your name.
Wow.
I just briefly.
All of the years.
Just briefly, I forgot it because I got caught between Thomas and, you know, DJ Rizzle King. So anyway, DJ Rizzle King. It's getting warmer outside.
You know what? It is. Not today.
Not to. Well, yeah. At least it's sunny.
It was cold. Let me put. It was the point yesterday where I didn't know what to wear outside.
Yeah. I'm also really bad at that anyway. But I will say this.
But I prefer that because it means, oh, it might be warm enough to not get to get away without a jacket.
Yeah.
And then last night I was walking to a class at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And the wind decided that it wanted to kill me.
Yes, it was crazy. This is what I said about the wind. It was so strong that it was kind of like a music producer mid-song. It stopped me in my tracks.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Slips will continue the show alone as I jump out a window.
But it was so strong, it was crazy. Do you like the strong wind or no?
Depends.
Some people don't like it. It's serious, like the. I love the strong wind.
It depends.
That's a weird bio. Hi, I'm Sam Lipsy. I love the strong wind.
That's a very strange bio.
Yeah,
I think it depends on how cold it is. Yesterday it was a tad chilly.
What I like is, you know, in the summer, if you go up to the top of a mountain and it's like a very strong
that
wind,
that I enjoy.
That's really fun.
I enjoy that.
But then it's like, what if I get blown off the mountain?
I have at the top of like
been blown off a mountain.
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah. And that's how I found out I can fly.
Yeah, and then I flew back here and I made it to the show only 2 minutes late.
No, just like definitely being at the top of a summit where they put the sign with the elevation gain.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely been like, this is not good. This is where I'm going to fall off and die.
Yeah. I mean, you think that every time you go to the summit, even if it's like one of those big flat ones?
No. I'm thinking of one particular one that
I
went
peak.
To. One that, yeah.
Where you have to like stand on one foot and balance yourself?
I mean, not that intense, but it fell away pretty severely as soon as you took steps to either side.
Yeah, I wouldn't classify myself as afraid of heights because, you know, I can, like if there's a barrier, it doesn't bother me, even if it's really, really high up. But I got to tell you, I get the heebie-jeebies if I go near the end of the
I have not heard
edge.
Someone use the phrase heebie-jeebies since M.C. Escher was still relevant.
Wow, that one hurts. But do you not get the heebie-jeebies when you go that close?
I don't think I ever get the heebie-jeebies.
I get the hobie-jovies.
It's the cool hip version of heebie.
The hippie jippies.
Could you just hear me take a? First of all, I just made some weird whining noise. Second of all, did you hear me just make a hard left turn in the middle as I thought of a new thing to say?
I didn't.
Okay.
But anyway, that's, neither did our listeners until you pointed it out to them.
Anyway.
Who are you, me at my bar mitzvah when I messed up my Torah portion?
I remember that.
No, you didn't.
Because you told us all after.
Yeah, I did tell everyone. I was like, guys, I totally messed that up.
My pre-med advisor uses the word rigmarole on a regular basis.
What even is a rigmarole?
I don't know.
That's odd. That's,
great word, though.
That's really odd. All right. It's 9:30. It's big time. Thomas is doing the little Bungolia dance. That's right. Oh. That's why I'm not going to make that noise on the radio again.
Please never
do. It's kind of like, you know, like some people can pull it off. I can't do it.
I would extend that to not just on the radio, but ever in life.
Ever in life.
So far as there,
again.
As there is a solid surface or water or air beneath your feet.
If there's air beneath my feet, I think I might be making that noise. I'm going to be like, oh, no.
That's how you're going to scream falling out of a plane.
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually going to wait. I'm going to make that sound. I'm going to make it once as I jump, and I'm going to be silent for the rest of it. Do you think if you were like, remain silent while skydiving, you could do it? First time you skydive?
Probably not.
I don't think I could. I would scream.
I think
I'm not a screamer on roller coasters, but it's a little bit different.
Slightly.
All right, what sums it up? Or I should say, what about sums it up?
I woke up this morning.
Sums it up. I'm done. I woke up this morning. I'm done.
I had a little bit of a late night last night.
Okay.
And I probably got about 4 hours of sleep.
Ouch.
Desafortunadamente.
Yeah. That means unfortunately in Spanish. I know this because I'll be fluent in a couple of years.
That'll come up later in the show.
Yeah, it will.
And I woke up and genuinely. My fitted sheet had come off on all four corners, and I was just sitting there with it wrapped around me.
Wow. So you were cocooned.
But not in a good way.
Oh,
like, in
man.
The way where if you move a little bit, that gross kind of pilly thing in your mattress pad is exposed.
Yeah, I don't
exposed.
Like that at all. Oh, that's and it's cold?
Yeah.
Do you sleep with the window open ever?
I did a couple nights ago.
I slept with the window open last night. Wrong night to sleep with the window open. It's freezing.
I gave the wrong that about sums it up.
Okay.
And DJ Slips knows about this one. My radiator broke last Thursday, and it sounded like there was a demon in my room all week. And it would get worse and better depending on the day, to the point where one night DJ Slips had lent me his noise canceling headphones to do some homework, and he had left the library, and I was going to give them back to him the next day, and I had to sleep with them on.
Oh my God.
To fall asleep.
All right, here's my that about sums it up. I lent my friend my headphones. Okay. No. And you didn't give them back.
They're in my backpack.
All right. So this is my actual That About Sums It Up. And it has to do with a little bit of the spring conversation we were having earlier. So there's this path on the way to radio. And during the winter, it's closed. Because they don't want people to, like, slip and fall down a hill or something like that.
Because they're worried about student safety.
Yeah. They're suing the school. So, please come on the show, Mr. President. You know, we should do that. We should get someone important to come on the show.
If you have any ideas, post on our Facebook page, call us.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you can actually email us.
Anything and everything, WMFO@gmail.com.
Let's check that after the show. Anyway, so this is my...
I guarantee we have no emails.
Oh, maybe from, like, my grandma. Who knows? But this is my That About Sums It Up, is that that path was open today, signaling spring. And I will say that it's been warmer lately. Not a lot, but it's been warmer. It's had some nice days.
There were some t-shirt days recently.
And I have noticed it. I've really noticed. There's been a marked... Can you say marked? Or
yeah.
Does it have to be markedly?
Ooh, I don't mind. Ooh.
Stumper.
That's a stumper.
You've been stumped. But I really have appreciated it. And that is my That About Sums It Up, is welcome to springtime.
Yeah, and I'm excited for springtime. But you know what? We're not going to get the... Here's the thing. The benefit that we're going to get from springtime won't be fully felt until after the semester is over.
Okay.
So, like, best Boston weather is in the middle of May.
Okay.
When we're going to leave. And then I'm going to go home to the swamp that is Washington,
D.C. To the swamp. And I'm going to go home to just whatever New Jersey is. I don't even know. Do you even know what New Jersey is?
I think it's a kind of cheese.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know. But things that I also don't know.
Uh-huh.
Wow, we don't know a lot of things on the show this week.
We know almost nothing.
We're going to try a little something different.
Whoa.
It is 9:34, I believe.
Okay.
Is it 9:34?
It's Oh yeah, you can't see.
I can't see.
You had to read circle time?
Man.
I'm reading square time right now. It's a full 9:34.
All right. We have 25 minutes remaining.
Okay.
And we're going to speak
the whole time. We're not going to stop talking. We're going to talk like this the entire time, okay?
And that's a lesson in how to lose listeners 101.
Okay.
But we're going to just chat. Ask some interesting questions.
All right.
Get some interesting answers.
You can hear my chair.
We're going to embody...
Wiggling around, trying to get comfortable.
Hang on, I have an analogy. We're going to embody our inner Alice as we go down the rabbit hole.
Do you have an inner Alice?
Probably not.
Okay. I have more of an inner Rachel, say. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what that means. All right.
All right.
What do we got?
What
would you do if you had to choose between your suits and a pot of gold? So that's from How I Met Your Mother, and Thomas and I quote that all the time. Anyway, what would I what?
What is the most old person thing you do? Like, not... Ooh. like, and by old person I mean like stereotypical.
Yeah.
I'm in the settled phase of my life.
Senior year of high school, I went to a concert, and it was like one of those outdoor concerts where there's not even seats, really. It's just like, you know, it's Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Yes.
So I don't know how you describe that, but it's just kind of like gross.
Some grass
everywhere. Yeah, it's like a huge, it's like a big hill, and then they have concerts there. And I went, and I thought that, you know, I would be able to sit and enjoy the music of the Chainsmokers. So I brought a blanket and a tarp, and I set it all up very nicely. It was nice, and it was taut so that we could sit on it. And then all these people just, like, walked all over my blanket. I was furious. And then they stood up in front of me, because everyone stands up. And I came home, and I was like, I had to stand. They were standing in front of me, and they stepped on my blanket, and they smoked in my face. And I was furious. And then everyone was like, you're 65 years old. They were like, it's the Chainsmokers.
That is generally what they do, yes.
Yeah. So that is a thing. I guess that's not a habitual thing. I'll try to think on something. What's the oldest thing that you do?
I think, besides playing golf, which is something that I do.
That's solidly old.
Solidly at least 55.
Yeah.
But that's not old. That's, you know, that's late middle aged.
Hip.
No.
Okay.
No one who plays golf is hip. I'm sorry.
All right. So you play golf. What else makes you old?
I would say how I listen to like music on the radio. Like these young kids,
I can't understand anything they're talking about.
They don't appreciate real music. Yeah. You know, like we had Frank Sinatra.
They don't appreciate Tchaikovsky.
That's a good one to pull out. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
All right, let's get another question going.
Okay, I'm ready.
What if magic was real,
yep.
What spell would you try to learn first?
Pre-question. Okay.
Okay.
Someone the other day asked me, if the Harry Potter world was real and you were a muggle, i.e. a non-magical person, and you if the Harry Potter world of wizardry was real and you were not a magician or a wizard, I guess, it'd be derogatory, yes. Would you want to know?
No. Not really. I would just be so sad.
I'm not sure. I don't think I would care. Because the thing is, you don't get to interact with them. They
just exist. Well, I would be upset.
It's not like I get to be friends with Harry or any wizard for that matter.
But I mean, there's all these problems in the world that could be easily solved with magic, and they just don't.
That's fair. But also, they don't have electricity. Like, we'd win in a war with the wizards.
Probably.
Exactly. I guess I wouldn't want to know is the answer, but I guess I don't know. I'm not sure it would bother me that much. But then J.K. Rowling would be a real pariah. She would be the Edward Snowden of the wizarding world. She would have.
Because she'd be the whistleblower. Yeah, of the she would have whistleblower.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. And they would be like, "We can't mind wipe all these people. Too many. 500 million people know.
We can't obliviate them all."
I know. What spell would I want to know? I feel like summoning things would be nice.
Really?
What other? I'm off the top of my head. I don't need to stupefy. I don't need to stun anybody.
That's true.
Or like, I don't need the killing curse.
I would hope not.
Yeah. I think summoning. What do you think?
Conjuring.
Oh, okay. Well, so here's the thing. Okay, you know what you realize? So in the Harry Potter books, they're bad at magic.
They're very bad at magic.
They're terrible. They didn't learn anything. And then they go and they like don't finish their education. And then they go and beat the best wizard of all time or second best wizard of all time.
They're supposed to learn all of magic by the time they're 17.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So they don't know how to conjure. So I guess I didn't really.
They do. They do by the end of book 6.
Really?
Yes.
Not well, though. I guess
But Hermione conjures a flask for Snape's tears.
Fair. All right, I guess conjuring would be good. I would conjure as well.
All right. What is your worst example of procrastination in recent memory?
Whew. That's a terrible whistle. I don't know, because it happens so often. I just don't know. What's yours? Because
I can give.
I
one.
Would say you have more concrete examples of procrastination.
Well, I don't. I used to procrastinate a lot, and it would be like, oh, from when? From yesterday, or from yesterday morning, or from like a Tuesday night. But now it is a fairly rare occurrence, I would say. And the last,
you never procrastinate anymore?
I mean, I do, but not the way I used to.
I'm going backwards. Because yesterday, I had class at 1:30, right? And then I didn't have class from 4:15 to forever. And I did no work until 8:30 p.m.
That's good. I respect that decision.
But it was heavy procrastination. Like, I was just watching Veep.
Yeah. Like, the procrastination where you're not committed to relaxing. You're just like, oh, I'll watch one episode and then work.
Yeah, but I almost planned to do it. It was nice. I kind of planned it.
Okay, no, that's not procrastination then. That for me, that's relaxing. Procrastination for me
it, like on my calendar, it was like Wright Physics Lab. And during Wright Physics Lab,
you were watching Veep.
I was watching Veep.
No, for me, though, procrastination has to be accompanied by that sinking feeling of I should be working right now.
Oh.
You know? So I'll give you two examples.
Okay.
Last night, when I should have been studying for my exam that I have at 10:30 and then doing this presentation, I watched old high school musicals of mine.
What?
Yes.
How do you have them? I haven't seen them.
They're on a flash drive. You are more than welcome to watch them with me.
Which ones did you watch?
I watched A Chorus Line,
uh-huh.
And I watched Shrek.
Did you watch all of A Chorus Line?
No, I skipped around. I did watch Your Big Solo.
Oh, The Big Solo. That was like 3 seconds long.
You Sam's big solo had one really comedic part, and then it also had a heartwarming, like, that's what this meant about my life. You sped through that so fast.
That's what that meant about my life?
Yeah. You're like, I guess that, like, that was the first time I realized this about myself, and then I also did this, and then I had a relationship
funny
with
part.
My,
yeah. I was like, let's get this over with. I need to do the funny part.
Kind of.
Yes. But now, it's approaching Sweatpants or Real Pants, but before we do that, we did commit to playing one song today.
We did.
Actually, we committed to playing a lot of songs. There are a lot of songs in the queue right now. But I want to hear this song over the loudspeakers. How do you feel about the Jonas Brothers?
I think they are brothers.
That's your only... Do you know there's a fourth Jonas Brother?
Yeah, there's a little one.
That's horrifying to me. As the youngest of four, that he's just... No one knows about him and they don't include him in anything.
Did you not watch the Jonas Brothers TV show on Disney Channel?
Yeah, but he doesn't get included at all. He wasn't in the radio interview I watched. It was bad to watch, let me tell you. All right, this is their new song. Everybody's playing it on the radio. And to be a real radio station, we've got to play it too. Do you like the song?
I am a fan, yes.
Yeah, I'm a fan too.
We change the weather. Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. For you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough.
You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you,
about you.
Sucker for you.
Yeah. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough.
You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you,
about you,
about you.
And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It's true,
I'm a sucker for you.
It is about that time.
It is
9:45, kind of, and that means it is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants. DJ Rizzle King, what do we got? Your face is so sad and disappointed with yourself.
I'm giving my...
He's like, if I could make a noise to his face, it would be like, I just, I'm so sorry, Mom. Like,
they are... My loose.
I've never seen you make that face before. Oh my gosh.
They are my loose fitting National Institutes of Health.
Oh.
Like elastic ankled sweatpants.
Oh, they're not even elastic ankled. They're ripped at the bottom. Don't lie. You're lying to our fans.
They, okay, I will say they are part of my winter exam superstition outfit. Okay.
You know what's odd though is like from where I'm, so you're wearing a nice t-shirt. Like just like you, from like your
like
outerwear.
A well-fitting t-shirt.
Yeah, your outerwear is a little
grunge.
Yeah, it's a bit grungy. But you're wearing a nice t-shirt. So from where I'm sitting, you don't look trashy.
Well, because I'm going to change into real pants for a presentation that I have, because I'm asking for like $500 for a research project, and I don't want to go in with my grunge.
Why didn't you just wear...
Because I have an exam.
Oh, it's actual superstition.
It's actual super. I wear the same sweatshirt, jacket on top of the sweatshirt, and sweatpants to every exam. And when it's winter, I wear my boots.
What about finals?
I suspend it for spring finals. Okay. I have other things that
do
I
do. Do you... wear sweatpants or shorts to a spring final?
Right, real pants.
Real pants.
I always wear pants to exams.
But you're not wearing pants. I mean, you're wearing sweatpants, but I'm confused by your... Oh, you wear real pants to finals?
What is the second syllable of...
Sweatpants.
So they are pants.
Okay, oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean things that cover the knee to the ankle.
Okay, so like... But do you wear sweatpants or real pants to a final? In the spring.
In the spring, real pants.
Wow. I vary.
Sweatpants are too hot.
Oh, that's true. Sometimes I feel like my real pants are hot too. Anyway,
I
am a proud wearer of real pants today. I was actually going to wear sweatpants, but I only wore real pants because I have to meet with the director of the study abroad program today, and I don't want her to think that I'm a sweatpant wearer.
That you're a schmuck.
Yeah, I'm a schmuck. I don't want her to think that. Can we say that? Probably.
Well,
yeah, too late. Say it again. No, so I wore them. But my top is kind of like whatever. You know, how do I look?
You look better with your outerwear on.
Yeah. Well, because the sweatshirt is kind of, it fits nicely with my vest that I'm wearing.
Yes, it exactly. Works quite well.
So what? Oh yes. Sorry, that was what I was going to say. Okay, before we were talking about the song "Sucker."
Yes,
it's a little weird to listen to another song underneath. But you said. This is actually an objectively not amazing song.
I have no problem with the song. There are just way more interesting songs out there, is how I would describe it.
Okay, but, I like it. I think it would be popular even if the Jonas Brothers didn't have it. Like, even if it wasn't the Jonas Brothers song.
That's what I just disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I think that the song has only picked up traction because, oh, look, the Jonas Brothers are back, and now Nick sings better, and then
does
all
does he
that.
Sing better?
Or sings more, at least.
Is that it? Wait, which one's Nick? Is he dark hair one? Well, they all have dark hair. Is he the kind of, like, more facially hair one?
Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Joe used to be the singer.
Oh, Joe's who I'm thinking of. This is so confusing. They all look the same, kind of.
They don't.
Oh.
They look different.
Okay, fine. They all look different. I don't really know what all the Jonas Brothers look like. All right, but it is 9:50.
Nick was the one who was in Jumanji.
Oh, okay. I know Nick. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's 9:50, and per requirement, you know, we have to play a PSA. So here's a super important... I don't know why I'm being sarcastic. Here's a super important PSA about ladder safety.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or... waiting in the basement.
What could it be?
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Oh, no.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Oh my God.
I am flabbergasted.
That... I have so many emotions.
There's something hiding in your closet.
Dun, dun.
It's not flammable.
Dun, dun.
But then at the end, it was like, dun, 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 dun. It's super happy. Oh my God.
The best part of that is somewhere in a booth, some guy, probably not even an actor, just went, honey, it's fine. Can you? Whoa!
I think we should hear the beginning of this PSA again.
There's something hiding very dangerous in your closet.
Home. Oh, it's in your home.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
The door
it's not
creaking.
Sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center.
But then you listen to what it's
saying. No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Like, oh, no.
Hang on. Do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
Yep. Wait for it.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat.
Whoa, wow.
Not funny.
Using a ladder might seem easy.
We are.
Misusing one is even easier.
People, clearly.
Oh my God. There's something hiding in your home. That guy's voice is really spectacular.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my gosh. That's the best. We're going to play that PSA every single time.
So we joked last week or 2 weeks ago about what would a show that just plays PSAs be like? Apparently great.
Apparently amazing. Oh, I meant to say one thing.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Did you know that, Thomas?
I had no idea.
In all seriousness, ladder safety is a serious issue, and we really think that you should pay attention to it. Please have someone hold the ladder. Don't pay pay someone to do it. I don't know.
If it's not something that you need to do yourself, don't do it. Like, if you need to go on a 30-foot ladder, I don't know who owns a 30-foot ladder, but
don't. I mean, I have to say this, which is that using a ladder seems easy, but misusing a ladder is even easier.
All I know is that there's something hiding in your home.
Yes. It's not flammable. The voice is so replicable, I feel it. There's something hiding in your home.
That's pretty good, Sam.
Can you imagine if someone just turned on the radio, like right where, there's something hiding in your home. And they're like, where?
Or they're like, who are these two college students?
What if we did the rest of the show? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. DJ Rizzle King, what do you think about your sweatpants?
I am impressed with the voice you're doing.
Oh, it's now I sound like I'm doing WWE SmackDown.
This Wednesday night on Raw.
Raw. Sponsored by Ladders. Okay, we should probably play some music.
Yeah, let's play.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
You got me on that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
You thought I was going to play music, but then I played the ladder song.
Because his face went totally blank again.
All right.
There's only two types of people in the world. The ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't like the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, feel the adrenaline.
Better be ready, hope that you feel. Let's go. Let me see what you can do. I'm running this.
And it is 9:58. I am DJ Rizzle King. Ridiculously enough, DJ Slips had to step out for a second, so I am now sitting at the board, hoping that he's going to come bursting through the door at any moment. But this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We really enjoyed having you with us this week. We will see you next week. We will see you every week for the rest of the semester, actually. No more breaks for us. Now, one quick note of business to discuss before the show ends. Next semester, unfortunately, our dear friend DJ Slips is going abroad. He is going to be in Spain. What we need to figure out now is how the show should carry on. Should I do it myself? Should we suspend it for a semester? What do you think? Give us a call in 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO. We'd love to hear what you think. We'd love to hear from you at all. Find us on Facebook. Anything and everything WMFO, email us. I think we're going to make a Twitter. Probably not, but it would probably be a nice, ridiculous Twitter, as is the rest of our show. So, we hope you enjoyed the show this week. Again, on behalf of the Anything and Everything crew, I am DJ Rizzle King. Thank you so much for listening.